This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health, and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. Just a few updates before we get started with the show, as we are all still together in our COVID-19 crisis. So proud of everyone for practicing social distancing. And if you have any symptoms, hopefully you are self-isolating. Our country is doing well, and hopefully if we keep on going, we'll start to see things opening up. HealthWise is opening up a little more. We are now available Monday to Saturday, 10 to 4 for our shoppers. We still have curbside pickup and delivery in the local Welland area if you need it. On our show today, we're going to be talking about some women's health issues, and I'm going to do a little focus on some adrenal health and stress because I think we all need it right now. I'm joined today by Dr. Marita Show. Dr. Show is the author of two books, Making Sense of Women's Health and Collagen Myths and Misconceptions. She also co-authored The Adrenal Stress Connection. In addition to her clinical practice, she lectures across North America, educating people on positive lifestyle choices. Good morning, Dr. Show.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to have you on in this time. I think a lot of us are stressed out.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's definitely been quite the adjustment for all of us. And, you know, kind of adjusting to what the new normal is. And I've had a lot of patients who we're still doing, our clinic is closed, but we're still doing virtual health appointments, telehealth appointments. So That's a nice way to still be able to support our patients during this really stressful time. But so many of my patients are calling and just saying, oh, you know, I'm having a really hard time with this. Like, should I be taking anything specifically, or, you know, how can you help, you know, just with the transition?
For sure. Yeah, we're getting that question so often here at the store too. So how, Dr. Show, can we support our adrenals and make sure the stress is not getting the better of us?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you are in a community, like we live in Victoria and British Columbia, so thankfully we're still able to, when it's nice outside, you know, sort of get outside and walk around the neighborhood, just maintaining, obviously, social distancing. Dog needs to get out for walks as well. So I'm really trying to, you know, encourage my patients to find things that they can, you know, sort of take their mind off of what's happening in the world right now, whether it's like doing at-home yoga or meditation, and, you know, trying to, you know, not spend as much time on social media, or, you know, just taking little breaks from the news, because I think that can get a little bit overwhelming as well with so much information. But there are definitely some key supplements that I've been telling my patients about. Of course, the B vitamins. I think most of us are aware that the B vitamins are absolutely necessary in times of stress. The more stressed we are, the more we utilize those B vitamins. They're very critical for supporting healthy adrenal function. We know the adrenal glands are our stress glands. So how healthy your adrenal glands really determines, you know, how you're going to cope and adapt to various stressful situations. Another one of my favorites is magnesium. Okay. I know a lot of people have been having difficulty sleeping at this time, because obviously it becomes sort of like that cycle of stress, anxiety, not sleeping, can't shut your brain off.
I love magnesium. It's one of my favorites for stress, so I'm glad you mentioned that one.
Yeah, and it's kind of one of those, I find one of those minerals that we don't always like think of, and kind of underestimate how powerful it really can be for calming the nervous system and for sleep, and also for like heart health and muscle function and other things like that. Mm-hmm. And then I think we've talked about this before, but there's a class of herbs called adaptogens. And I actually, I blog about them quite a bit, but they are herbs that basically help, again, nourish your adrenal glands. And as the name explains, adaptogen, it helps your body adapt to the various stressors. So if your body is feeling overexcited or nervous or anxious, then the herbs help calm your nervous system down into a more balanced state. Similarly, if you're feeling really low, fatigued, you know, low mood, then the adaptogens help to bring those hormones back up again into a more balanced state. So again, they just sort of help to bring your body back into, we call it homeostasis, depending on if you're too anxious or you're feeling low. So they can be very, very gentle herbs, and they can work really well with the other supplements we mentioned, like the B vitamins and magnesium.
Yeah, and there's like something like Adrenasense. You can find this formula that's sort of packaged this way for us, so we can take any guesswork out of trying to pick a supplement.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's a really, really excellent formula that's made by Women Sense line, and it combines some really nice adrenal herbs and can be coupled nicely with some B vitamins and magnesium for sort of ultimate stress support during these times and even afterwards, right? Because, you know, it's kind of the unknown right now. We don't really know what things are going to look like when things start slowly opening up. It's going to definitely be different.
Yeah, we are looking forward to that opening up, and I know it will be a slow opening. So how often do we sort of support our body with adrenal supplements? Do we take this once a day, twice a day?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I often get patients even asking, you know, do I just take this when I'm feeling stressed, or, you know, is this something that I can take, you know, more preventatively as well? And I think because our adrenal glands, they have such a huge role and a job for, you know, day-to-day stress and environmental stress and obviously what's going on in the world right now, that I think it's really important to take it more on a preventative strategy. And so I usually recommend taking adrenal supplements earlier in the day, so breakfast or lunch, and you can take 1 to 3 capsules a day. So you could either do like 2 with breakfast and then 1 with lunch. Same thing with the B vitamins. I do recommend with B vitamins that you do take them with food, because I have had, and personally have experienced this with taking B vitamins on an empty stomach. It can make you feel a little bit nauseous. So always, always with food. and then I guess the exception with magnesium is I find a lot of people love taking magnesium before bed because it just helps them get like a really good night's sleep. But you could take magnesium during the day as well. I don't find magnesium personally, it doesn't make you feel drowsy or anything like that. It just puts you into a really nice calm state.
Yeah, I agree with you. So sometimes we need it. It does relax us to sleep, but during the day, it just sort of, it gets us to a night state so we can cope and function. If you're just tuning into the show, this is the HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On our show today, we're talking with Dr. Marie Tichot, and we're talking about stress and our adrenal glands and how to help them function optimally. So, Dr. Tichot, stress, you mentioned some practices that we can adopt, get out, you know, still embrace that fresh air, our adrenal supplements and our magnesium supplements. A lot of women are experiencing shifts in hormones, you know, beyond just the adrenal glands. So what are some of the big challenges facing women with their hormones in your practice?
Yeah, that's a really great question. It's interesting because I've had a few female patients just in this last week that have noticed so menopausal symptoms, for example. And when they were seeing me regularly, they kind of felt, and everything was sort of different. Months ago, they felt everything was under control as far as their symptoms and hot flashes and sleep, and they noticed, like, since the stress is ramped up, that they're more obviously like having more sleepless nights, but then now their hot flashes are back with a vengeance, their mood is off. So stress can definitely affect other, we know this, other hormone systems in the body. Specifically can exacerbate menopausal symptoms because your stress hormones and your adrenal function can definitely affect, you know, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. So all of those hormones that can definitely affect menopause, and menopausal symptoms can kind of dictate how your menopausal symptoms are going to be. So with a lot of my menopausal women, I definitely recommend adrenal support, even prior to what was happening a few months ago, just to help them ease through that transition of, you know, hormone chaos.
Yeah.
Which is really important. And then we also know that, you know, there are certain herbs that really help with menopausal symptoms, so things like black cohosh and chaste tree. So there is actually another formula called MenoSense that I've often combined with the AdrenaSense. I find that they work quite well together for like hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, and those other symptoms. So that's a pretty big one that I find, especially right now, that a lot of women are saying, okay, like everything's under control, but now everything's chaotic again.
It's so true. Like I had all my hot flashes under control, and in the last, I'd say 4 weeks, it's like, hey, wait a minute.
You're like,
where did
happening?
You come from?
Yeah. And, so that like, just I've always, kind of shows.
What's that?
I said that just shows like how stress does definitely impact other hormone systems, right?
Definitely. And I've used all of the Women's Sense products before, and I actually find one that works well for me to calm my symptoms down is the EstroSense. So can we talk a little bit about what this does? Because this was for my girls a real wonder too, for their acne and for, you know, the hormonal period pain and stuff like that.
Yes. So the EstroSense is also a really, really great formula in that it kind of ties in that hormonal imbalance that we see. You definitely see it in younger women, but we can even see it in women who are, you know, like premenopausal, perimenopausal, even postmenopausal. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what we're being exposed to from the environment. So there's a lot more information now coming out on environmental toxins and pesticides and how a lot of these chemicals are hormone disruptors. So they have the ability to sort of be like copycat or mimickers of some of our natural hormones, specifically estrogen. Mm-hmm. And when they are mimicking estrogen, there'll be too much of sort of these bad estrogens that can accumulate in the body. And we refer to this particular condition as estrogen dominance. And so the EstroSense essentially helps to support the body, specifically the liver, to help eliminate these excess estrogens that have accumulated. So excess estrogens can cause some of the symptoms that you mentioned before. So things like hormonal acne, really painful periods, heavy periods, and even some conditions like endometriosis or cysts or, you know, irregular cycles. So,
yeah.
You know, a lot of younger women or even, you know, women that are in their 40s or 50s, if they're coming in and they're finding that, you know, they're having really bad PMS, or, you know, they're going through perimenopause and their cycles are all over the place, or they're having really, really heavy cycles, then the EstroSense can be something also to prepare the body for menopause and just kind of help to regulate and balance out those hormones.
Yeah. And you know, men even who experience that man boob, unfortunately, those beer bellies, is that also a sign of too much estrogen?
Yeah, that's a really good point as well. I think, you know, we don't really realize that estrogen can also be a problem that males face as well. Like, you know, you kind of think estrogen, you think, okay, it only kind of applies to women. But no, you're right. Men can accumulate excess estrogen as well, because testosterone, so one of the male hormones, testosterone, which females make as well, can be converted into estrogen in one of the hormone pathways. So yes, you're right. The estrosense can help to redirect that pathway and help men to conserve more healthy testosterone than convert it into excess estrogen, which would cause that swelling in the breast region, like you mentioned, the man boobs. But can also cause things like fatigue or mood swings, or even like some of my patients, I have male patients that will also experience things like night sweating as well.
And in the newest Women's Voice magazine, I'll mention we were talking about women's health today, but you wrote a great article for men on some of the top supplements and you know, how to keep them nice and healthy too. So great article by you, and they're also here at HealthWise, Women's Voice magazine. So come in and pick one up. Yeah, great article.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to leave out the men either.
No, I have one at home, and he's at that age where we have to start paying attention to all of that, because, you know, usually in that sort of 60 age, that's when you start to experiencing more and more of those sort of beer belly blues and the man symptoms.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, I've been trying to encourage, because my practice, I do have sort of, obviously, I have a special interest in women, so I have a lot of women patients, but I often get a lot of the husbands or boyfriends that come and see me, and, you know, I really try to encourage sort of both parties to work together and just kind of get more onto sort of that theme of prevention, and, you know, don't wait until you're, you know, really falling apart to do something about it, you know, like start, you know, eating better and watching your stress and making sure you're sleeping well, and, you know.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when we wait till the symptoms are so overblown, it's harder to fix them, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think for a lot of my patients that come in early on with their symptoms, or I do actually have quite a few patients that'll come in and they don't actually have any issues per se. They just want to make sure they're maintaining their health. Definitely those are the people that excel versus the patients that kind of ignore the symptoms and then wait until, you know, the body's really not happy.
Yeah, until they're in a state, yeah. Well, if you're just tuning into the show, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland. During our COVID-19 crisis, we are now open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 4. We offer curbside pickup and delivery in the Welland area. Our new website is also available, so you can check us out at www.healthwiseonline.com. You can shop from there as well, and shipping is through Canada Post. We're talking on our show today with Dr. Marie Tichot, and we've been talking about our hormones and how they're affecting our health. Now, Dr. Show, the next one I wanted to mention is thyroid, because a lot of women and men, we are eating a lot more than we are normal because we're not doing what we should be doing. So I know we want to keep our weight in check, and sometimes our thyroid can get out of control. How does thyroid hormones affect us?
Yeah, that's a good, a really, really good question. And I find, just on the same theme as stress and adrenals, stress and lower adrenal function or adrenal fatigue can definitely accumulate and contribute to lower thyroid function. And the thyroid gland is, we kind of call it like the gland of metabolism, because it kind of dictates how we utilize our food. It dictates our metabolic rate. So a lot of people find that when their thyroid isn't functioning optimally, then, you know, they have that sort of stubborn weight gain, and they have difficulty losing weight. They feel tired, their skin's dry, they feel cold all the time, because the thyroid also dictates temperature regulation. Some women will even notice like that their hair is thinning, their nails are cracking. I don't know if you've heard of, some people will notice like their outer part of their eyebrows become really thin, or they lose the outer part of their eyebrows.
Eyelashes, we hear.
Yeah, that's a good point too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all potential symptoms of a lower thyroid function. And, you know, obviously the thyroid, I get the question a lot, like, why all of a sudden is my thyroid gone off when it's been healthy? Especially I see this with, you know, women that are going through perimenopause. So mm-hmm. whenever there's any kind of drastic hormonal change, then the thyroid can definitely take a hit, because obviously the body's going through stress. And then it's that whole sort of triangle of, like, you know, menopause, stress, adrenal. So it's and then thyroid can all get affected.
Yeah.
So there are definitely, obviously there's like medication that people can take. And I do have women that are on medication and men that are on medication for low thyroid. But there's also cases where the thyroid might just be like sort of mildly affected. And then this is where we can take like nutrients. So there's specific vitamins and minerals and supplements that we can help to boost the thyroid function without having to go to the medication yet if it's in the early stages. So some of those nutrients can be found in a product, I think you probably guys probably carry it too, is called ThyroSense.
Yes, that's a great one.
Yeah, and so it has things like iodine and selenium and the amino acid tyrosine. There's also the herb ashwagandha that's in there, which is actually also an adrenal herb, but also has a very powerful role in helping to support healthy thyroid function as well.
Okay.
And the one thing that I always tell people is, because with the thyroid, you can have low thyroid function, but you can actually also have like the opposite, like a hyperthyroid function as well.
Okay.
So the most important thing to note with the ThyroSense, with a lot of the supplements for thyroid, that they're usually for like low thyroid, right? So
yes.
All those nutrients that I mentioned are going to boost your thyroid function. So, I mean, having a hyperthyroid is quite rare. But I always just like to mention it that, you know, if you did have a hyperthyroid, then you wouldn't want to be taking something like
ThyroSense. No, and some things we can notice, people who might have a hyper may be on the thin side, whereas the other side, we may be gaining weight, correct?
Yes, exactly. And because if you think about the thyroid is the gland of metabolism, so obviously if you have low thyroid, everything slows down. If you have like a hyperthyroid, everything speeds up. So your metabolism would be really high. As you mentioned, you'd be really thin, but you'd also have other symptoms, like hyperthyroid people will have like other like heart symptoms. So they might have a rapid heart rate, high blood pressure. They might be sweating like all the time. It's pretty obvious if you had like the other, and then that can just be diagnosed with a blood testing, with thyroid blood.
Okay. Yeah, and it's important to know where you are, right? So it's important to visit your naturopath or doctor, and really, if you're at a certain age, have your hormones tested.
Oh yeah, and I'm finding that a lot more women are wanting to kind of know where they're at and do hormone testing, because I think with some things like. You know, obviously we talked about B vitamins and magnesium and like even some other things like vitamin D, of course, is important. But I think when women are sort of in that perimenopausal phase, they're like, oh, well, you know, I kind of want to know where my adrenals are at and my thyroid's at and, you know, where's my estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. So, you know, you can kind of go from there and kind of say, okay, these are some of the areas that really need the most attention.
Okay. Yeah, it's excellent. And it's good to have doctors like you that sort of explain it to us so we can ask the right questions when we go visit our other doctors. So thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And Dr. Sho, WomenSense, they're doing a lot for women as well. I just wanted to highlight that because for years now, with every purchase we make of this product, this company's donating back to women.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. we have certain times during the year where we donate money back to organizations like women's organizations for helping to protect domestic violence for women and shelters for women, which I think is so important, especially during this time when a lot of us are, well, stuck at home. So that's like a really, really important and I think a very powerful initiative that the Women's Sense line does do by just giving back to women.
Now, Dr. Cho, we're getting close to the end of our time. Is there a good place that we can go look online that might give us more information? And you also have a website if people wanted information.
Yes, so we have our Women's Sense website. And then we also have, my website's drmarita.com, so doctor spelled out, M-A-R-I-T-A.com. Okay. And then I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. So yeah. I try not to be on social media 24/7, but I do like to blog. So I have blogs that come out, once a week on various things, and I love to cook, so I try to share lots of recipes too.
And I find those are the most popular things I often share is people are cooking up a storm right now, so they're loving the recipes. So thank you for all of your information today, and if people want to check that out, you can also pick up a free copy of Women's Voice magazine right now. Dr. Cho has a great article on men's health as we focused mostly on women today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks so much for having me again.
Thanks. And a reminder that right now, while you're buying our Women's Sense bonus bottle products, $5 from every purchase goes to Women's Health Foundations, a great company of women helping women. And another reminder of the HealthWise hours, as we're still in, some social distancing, HealthWise is open now Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Check out our brand new website at healthwiseonline.com. You can shop from there, but you are also welcome in the store, and we're practicing social distancing in here, and we understand many of us are nervous, so please, please take care of everyone out there. I wish all of you a very healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490 or healthwiseonline.com.